Welcome to Slugnet. Here is today's cybersecurity briefing. The top story for today is Mtakan-Dakar's CVE-2026-004 to its known exploited vulnerabilities catalog. This GIDE flaw allows attackers with repository write access to execute arbitrary shell commands via the diffpatch endpoint. A reported incident involved an unknown threat actor deploying a cryptocurrency miner-like dropper. Federal agencies must patch the flaw by August 28, 2026, prioritizing updates based on a risk-based approach. Application security teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. At number 2, Alaxima confirmed a 2025 network breach exposed customer and employee data, including government-issued IDs and medical records. The museum detected suspicious activity in July 2025 and confirmed the compromise in August. They have since notified law enforcement and sent personalized breach alerts to affected individuals. CISOs and incident response teams should note this delayed disclosure timeline. Number 3. CLSE Radar disclosed Anonymous Key IT, a phishing-as-a-service platform using AI voice agents to target owners of stolen Apple devices. The service calls victims to extract device passcodes, Apple ID credentials, and live two-factor authentication codes. Identity teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. Number 4. Threat actors are abusing the NPM registry and mirrors like UNPKG to host malicious HTML pages. These pages impersonate Cloudflare CAPHEAs and execute obfuscated JavaScript to redirect users to attacker-controlled domains. This technique leverages the trusted status of mirror infrastructure to bypass security controls. SOC and incident response teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. Number 5. The U.S. Treasury sanctioned 5 individuals linked to the Mabna Institute for breaching U.S. critical infrastructure. This action targets energy, defense, and healthcare sectors. CISOs and incident response teams should note the group's dual motivation of state-directed espionage and personal financial gain. Number 6. A massive DDoS attack disrupted Norway's shared government digital infrastructure, impacting services like ID porting and e-signering. The Norwegian Digitalization Agency confirmed many systems have stabilized, noting this is the third such incident targeting the agency in recent months. SOC and incident response teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. Number 7. The U.S. Department of State and allies issued a joint alert warning that North Korean IT workers are impersonating foreign nationals to secure employment by falsifying identity documents. This tactic, which also involves social engineering to exploit service desk account recovery processes, was linked to the 2025 M&S ransomware breach. Identity teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. Number 8. Interpol announced that Operation Jackal 4, an 8-month investigation spanning 22 countries, resulted in 58 arrests and identification of 263 suspects linked to West African organized crime groups. The agency identified 196 individuals in a crime-as-a-service network supporting these groups. A separate Romanian investment scam involved an estimated €143 million in stolen and laundered funds. CISOs and incident response teams should note these enforcement actions. Number 9. Independent researcher Dominic Reichel documented Sleepwalker, a Windows backdoor that sideloads into the ESET management agent. It remains dormant until a specific network packet triggers execution. The implant uses a custom 23-instruction bytecode language to move data and execute code and memory across 6 transports, including TCP, NUDP, and VMware's VMCI. Reichel published host indicators and a YARA rule for detection, noting that the sample's origin and deployment status remain unconfirmed. SOC and incident response teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. Number 10. SAC Radar identified Anonymous Key IT, a phishing-as-a-service platform active since early 2024. It uses AI voice agents to contact owners of stolen Apple devices, extracting passcodes and two-factor authentication codes. These credentials allow attackers to disable activation lock and access iCloud backups, facilitating the resale of stolen iPhones. SOC and incident response teams and IT operations teams should pay attention. That is today's briefing. Stay secure.